Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crap Is, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Brobs. I'm Ronnie Karam. Hi, everybody. With me is a beautiful, gorgeous co-host of the show, Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. How's it going, baby?
I'm good. I'm crooked on my side of the screen. I need to re-angle myself because this crap is on demand and we're on camera for this very, very special and insane episode of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So I'm not on the right side of my box. I have to adjust my cam.
Well, you do that. So while everybody is, while we're waiting for Ben to adjust, if you guys want this video, see little Ben armpits there.
Yeah.
Adjusting his camera. Just go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens to sign up. You also get bonus episodes, etc. Thanks to everybody who's here. And we are so excited because it's less than 2 weeks away. I mean, we're leaving next Wednesday.
Next week.
To go to New York City.
I mean, it's next
hot dogs and bagels and Liza.
We are making our Broadway debut. Technically, Town Hall is a Broadway house. So
no,
this is...
No, it's on Broadway, but it is not technically a Broadway house. Don't call it that.
No. We found out that it was, it's the only Broadway house that does not have a standing show, but it is technically Broadway.
Oh, well, yeah. Look at that. Dream accomplished.
You're doing it, Ronnie. You're playing on Broadway.
Finally, mother.
No. Yeah, it's apparently, I mean, feel free to correct us if we're wrong. Because, you know, if our podcast is known for anything, it's known for its strident accuracy at all times.
I don't think it is. I'll just go on record saying I don't think it is. But
Ronnie refuses his Broadway destiny.
Well, you don't want to pay for yourself to be on Broadway. You know what I'm saying? Town Hall of Broadway Theater. So we are going there. We're very excited for the crappies. Okay. They're going to be so much fun. A lot of podcasters joining us. It's going to be a super fun night. Great music, you know. Got Katie and Walter, the Crappers,
performing. Yeah,
I mean, it's just going to be so much fun. So come to that, guys. There's a few tickets left for that. The next night, we are in Asbury Park, New Jersey. The night after that, we're in Boston. And we can finally announce what we will be recapping at those shows. So Crappy Awards, obviously, is in New York City. That's Thursday night. Then Saturday night in Jersey, we're going to do a vintage jersey. So I guess we can't announce it because
we don't know which one yet.
But feel free to put it in the comments on Instagram or whatever if you have a suggestion for that. And then the next night in Boston, we are going to be doing Real Housewives of Orange County live.
Yeah. Obviously, normally we do have that recap up on Thursdays, but we have a crazy schedule next week. So just bear with us for like a little bit. And so Boston people, it's going to be Orange County, which is going to be great. Orange County is one of our favorite ones to do live. I have very fond memories of doing like the Shannon Bedore getting bopped on the head with a with a mallet in front of a live audience. That was like a really special time for us. But one other thing is that if you can't make it to the Crappies, it is going to be streamed virtually by Moment House. It's going to be a digital moment. So if you want to get a digital ticket, go to watchcrappens.com. For any ticket, go to watchcrappens.com. And to see us doing our Crappens on Demand, our Patreon links are on watchcrappens.com. So just go there for all your good stuff. And we know it's a lot of things happening in the next few weeks. And we're like... incredibly, incredibly excited. So can't wait to kick it off next week.
Yes. And then right after that, February 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we're going to be in Atlanta, Nashville, and then Orlando. So
yeah,
Orlando out of those is sold out. There's some tickets left for the other two shows in Atlanta and Nashville. So get your tickets, come join us. If you want to watch the Crappies, but you're not going to be in NYC, go to momenthouse.com for the digital moment. We're going to be partnering with them to stream that, which should be super fun. And I think that's good for that stuff. You ready to get into Salt Lake City, Ben?
I am deeply ready because this episode was just crazy. The show just keeps getting crazier and crazier. It has been ever since Jen Shah's arrest, the show has been in overdrive and every episode just leaves me like, oh my God. And this one, the Zion episode begins in a crazy space and it continues to be crazy for the full hour.
It really does. And in true housewife fashion, it goes from screaming and almost killing each other. The comments I'm reading on the internet all week have been, you know, Was Whitney pushing Lisa into the fight, or was she pulling Lisa back? And, you know, all this, like, who's at fault? And people, you know, going at each other. I mean, mostly it's Jen, like we all know. But everybody, you know, housewives fighting, fan fighting and stuff. And then, of course, in 2 seconds, it's like, I love you, that's why. And then it's it. It's like hugging. So, these, you know, these ladies understand the assignment for sure.
Yeah, it is out of control. So the episode begins on this bus to Zion. And so Jen and Lisa are having this fight. Jen is drunk and she is just looking for a reason to be like the victim again. So she wants Lisa to basically stand up for her the way that Lisa stands up for Meredith, because Jen is feeling like no one stands up for her. So she's like, I'm asking you, would you afford me the same thing? And she's like leaning over into like the party bus space. And Lisa's like, yes, yes. No, you have not. You have not. You haven't held the same accountability to her, meaning Meredith Marks.
And Lisa's like, you know what? I don't even care. She goes, about me? About me? You don't care about me? What? And Lisa's like, no, I'm not saying that. You're not even understanding what I'm saying. And then Jen just starts going, say it or I'm out. You say it. Oh, I am out. I am out of here if you don't say it. It's like she's trying to shoot flies with double pistols in her hands. She's just like, pew, pew, pew. You say it or I'm out.
I love her saying she's out. You're on a bus going 60 miles per hour on a highway. Where are you going out to? You know,
she's the like, screaming crazy person threatening to leave. Oh no! Oh no! Please don't leave. You're making this so enjoyable.
I know you're making this such a pleasant ride. So she's like, "What about all the shit that I've been through?" I'm like, I just love that. That's just her go-to for anything. If I said to you, Ronnie, like, hey, you know what I really have been enjoying lately? Peanut butter cups. I keep getting them at the supermarket. She's like, but what about what I've been getting at the supermarket? What about what I've been going through? It's like, I'm talking about peanut butter cups.
Yeah, every time you call a narcissist out on what they're doing, they always say, but what about me? What about me? Yeah, I'm sure spending all that stolen old people money was really difficult, okay? It looks difficult. You look like a Christmas tree at Liberace's house that was left out on the goddamn sidewalk on trash pickup day on December 28th.
You think Liberace gets rid of his Christmas trees that quickly? I don't think so.
You're right.
He keeps them up for like a month and they're probably like petrified and whatever. Yeah. So Lisa's like, Jen, I can't go backwards. I cannot go backwards. She goes, well, thank you for not going backwards. She goes, you and I have talked. And Jen's like, So she goes and sits next to Shanae, who's one of the producers, on one side of the bus. She's like, shut the fuck up.
She goes, oh, fine. Well, that's telling me to shut the fuck up. That's as bad as what everyone else is doing. And then Jen gets up and comes at her with her doo-doo nail. And she's like, oh, is it as bad as what Mary M. Cosby and your friend of 10 years did to you? Is it? What did Mary M. Cosby do to Lisa? Nothing. What did Meredith do to Lisa? Ain't nobody doing anything to Lisa. Jen, shut up. Sit down.
I guess she's saying how they have I guess Jen's trying to say that those girls have abandoned Lisa, but Lisa still stands up for them or something like that. So Lisa does this thing. She's sort of like, she goes into like Lisa Hulk mode. She goes, I'm shutting this the fuck down right now. Don't get out of my face. Get out of my face. Fresh Wolf.
Because it can't be said enough. Now Jen is standing over a sitting Lisa with her finger in her face, you know, trying to get Lisa to do something. And Lisa does do more than I ever thought. You know, she's like, yeah, she starts screaming back. So now Jen is crawling over Jenny to get to Lisa with the finger in the face.
And Jenny's doing she's like, literally nothing. She's just literally sitting there watching this all unfold.
Jenny basically in this scene is one of those dishwashing mats you put on the floor for your feet to be comfortable. Mm. Like she's just standing, you know, she's just like kind of there to make your work more comfortable. Basically. So Jen is crawling over her and getting the finger in the face and screaming, talk to your friend like that. And now Lisa gets up and now they're in each other's face. And then Whitney pulls back Lisa. And I watched it 10 times for anybody who's like, did she pull her back or try and get her to fight more? Or was she trying to hold her hands still so people could kick Lisa's ass? No, she was trying to pull her back. And then screaming, yelling. And Lisa's like, oh, you know what? Come on then. You want to fuck me up? Then fuck me up. Go ahead. Do it.
And then Jen goes, you came in. at me. You came at me. Now, Jen Shah, come on, Jen Shah. You know what? This is a sneak preview of what her trial is going to be like. It's like, Jen Shah, you have been accused of defrauding 35 old people. They came at me. They came at me. I was just sitting there with Omar and Rifi, and those old people called me and were harassing me. I'm the victim.
Yes. So the producer throws Jen on the chair, right? Because the producer's having to break them up, this poor lady. Yeah. So she puts her, like, in a seat away from everybody else. And Whitney's going, Lisa, stop. Do not go over there. And Jenny, because everyone needs to know what Jenny thinks right now, right? So Jenny's like, I grew up in Long Beach, so I know what to do. Grease my hair, take off my earrings. Let's go. Let's do it. And Jen is just yelling, your friend is a piece of shit.
Jenny is acting as if she is so tough. She's literally so passive in this moment. she's not yelling at them to stop or whatever. She's like, she sort of stands up a little bit. But it's just so funny that in her interview, she's like, oh yeah, you got to take your earrings off, put your hair in your ponytail. I'm like, Jenny, you exhibited absolutely zero of that on this bus.
Yeah. So Lisa's yelling, blame Meredith, not me. And fuck you for saying that. And so Jen springs up again. And, you know, she's being held back while she's kicking and just like she's shooting the flies and going crazy. Oh, my gosh. So then Jen tells us, now, in your diary room, that's where you say you've seen the footage. And now you're saying this is what was going through my mind. Jen still doesn't think anything was wrong. After all this time, like, Jen never even wakes up thinking, wow, that was a little much, you know? She's like, listen, if you don't give a damn about me, but you do about Meredith, fine. Just tell me, because I don't feel that. You know what? I want to know who I'm with, like, who I'm fighting with or going to battle for. And right now, I don't know what Lisa Barlow is about. She's the only person who has stuck up for you. You would have been kicked off this show last year. Okay, Heather's like come around now to be your ride or die for a reason nobody really can understand. But yeah, the only reason you're even back on this show is because Lisa is still talking to you. Like she takes every hand that feeds her and doesn't only bite it. She like cuts it off and buys it new rings and then like takes the rings off and wears them herself. Like she's terrible. She's
it also like doesn't really make sense. I mean, the whole genesis of this argument is Jen Shah feeling, I think it's that Jen Shah feels like there is a double standard when the way Lisa, I think Jen feels like Lisa always comes down on her harder, but then like is forgiving to Meredith. Maybe I think that's what this is. And now she's saying like, well, I don't know where I stand with her. I'm like, I just feel like she has just a lot of emotions that aren't really like, she's trying to create some sort of coherent argument about why she's the victim in this situation, but there's like there's no victim here. And Lisa's an older friend with Meredith, so of course she's gonna be more forgiving with Meredith. So like, it's nothing really makes sense.
Lisa comes down on Meredith more than Jen. When has Lisa ever come down on Jen about anything? All she did this season was ask her about the video that came out online of her abusing the designer, like going after verbally assaulting the designer.
And she also gave Jen the cold shoulder after she got arrested. But if anything, right, Lisa has like actually sacrificed
her. Jen's making it sound like she's coming at her for all of this stuff, but she hasn't.
Lisa's not. And actually, Lisa has sacrificed more because she's basically sacrificed her friendship with Meredith to be like friendly with Jen. So anyway, Lisa's yelling. She's like, I didn't do it to you. Meredith did it. Meredith did it. So, Heather's kind of like, next time this group has a girls trip again, I'm flying private. She's like, whatever alliance Meredith and Mary are in, I would like to be part of because I will chant whatever they want around the boiling cauldron. I just don't want to ride on a Sprinter van again. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, but you guys start this, Heather. You and Whitney sit there together. Whitney starts coming up with your little, well, Heather does too. Heather stays quiet and lets Whitney do the dirty work. But Heather is, you know, Heather's always calling everybody else manipulative, but she goes and gets Whitney all worked up, and Whitney gets herself worked up too. But Heather helps stoke that fire, and then she just sits back and watches, and then says things like, I can't believe there's so much fighting. Oh my God, these people are ridiculous. Am I right?
I mean, they hatched like a crazy conspiracy theory that Mary and Meredith somehow were the ones that brought this entire federal case against Jen, and then they're surprised when Jen is going nuts on Meredith later.
Right, so there's nowhere to go on this bus, obviously, and Jen is not winning this argument. She looks like a fucking idiot, okay? So now what does she do? Screaming and crying more, you know? She just basically speaks in all caps. She's like, you have no idea what I'm going and starts going on about how she can't see her parents or grandkids. Her kids, my jeweler, the Topgolf bus boy who always refills my water. I'm not gonna see my kids go to prom.
And Whitney's like, Jen, we are trying to have your back right now. Which I'm like, wait, what? Are you trying to have her back and why? Where did this come from? So Jen is like, oh, you want to know why? Why they don't have anything on me? Because there's nothing. All this shit is not just a coincidence. Somebody, Miriam Cosby and Meredith fucking did something. You do fucking understand that this is my fucking life. This is my life. This is my kids. This is my Topgolf. Okay? This is me.
Girl, Meredith Marks can't even get a feather to stay on a jacket. You think she can talk Homeland Security into coming down on somebody for no reason? And who said they don't have anything on you? They've got plenty on your ass. Okay? Just simmer down over there.
I don't see Meredith Marks being a very good witness for Homeland Security, because it would basically go like this. Miss Marks, you said you received a phone call from Jen Shaw on the night of the December 3rd. Well, I can't really confirm what I did or did not receive. And honestly, I'm not sure I'm in an emotional state to answer this question, Dushka. So please leave my family out of this.
Miss Marks, we're going to need some more evidence about the accusation. You want evidence? I've got physical ribbon evidence that says Brooks Marks. Just put it on your little lapel ring. No, ma'am. No. Actual evidence pointing to a crime.
Hi, is Miss Dushka there with Homeland Security? I'd like to report some terrorism. Yes, this is Dushka. Okay, good. On the night of December 3rd, my son was the victim of domestic terrorism when Jennifer Shaw liked a retweet. There you have it. Smoking gun.
So she's screaming, you know, this is my life, beating her chest. These are my kids. And those were people's grandparents that you totally fucked over and stole from.
Things you should think about before you commit crimes.
Jesus. So Whitney said, right, if what you are saying is true, that is beyond fucked. Because, of course, Whitney is spreading this around.
So Whitney is so happy.
Right.
She's so clunky. I mean, everyone's clunky on this show with the way they manipulate. But the way she just takes that and just runs with it.
She's like, that is beyond fucked. But we don't know yet. We need to act. We need to find out. And Jen's like, but I can't take anymore.
Whitney is acting like she's at the Washington Post about to break into the Pentagon, you know, finding like Richard Nixon indicting, condemning files. So Lisa's like, she's like, listen, Jen, I'm coming over. Okay, I'm coming over to your side of the bus. Okay, when I said I worry about Jen, I mean, worry about Jen Shaw. Jen, that's you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm coming over there to hug you. And the production person is like, oh, God, please. Here, have half a Big Mac. Have half a Big Mac. Be quiet over there, okay? Now, and she tells us, you know, I like Jen for who she is. Do I like that she almost ripped my head off right now? Nah. Do I like that she just asked me to take sides? Nah. Do I like that she eats green things that come out of the ground? Gross. But you know what? She's broken, and she's hurting. And right now, she just needs to feel heard and loved. Right now, she needs to go to goddamn jail. I'm so sick of people needing to be heard and loved. You committed a crime, okay? And this is the worst part of the trial, is the witness testimony. It's like, sir, you just murdered 19 people. And they're like, but my childhood, it's my mom's fault. Like, no, you're a killer, okay, sir? Yeah.
So Lisa's like, Jen, I got you. I told you that. I'm not perfect. I told you that. I'm just going to say I told you that over and over again. I've been here for you. I told you that. I love you. I don't want this for you, and I don't want it for Omar. I told him that, and then I told you that. Okay, or for Sharif. I don't. And if anyone did this intentionally to you, and if they told you about that before I told you about that, they are sick, okay? I am sorry that I hurt you by telling you that. And I have never wanted to hurt you, but I did want to tell you that. And if I have to kick the shit by telling you that out of me for you to tell me that, then I can tell you that and you can. And I don't want to go away that way, not with us. And I just told you that.
And by the way, now Lisa is having her own weird physical assault thing, but it's not beating somebody. It's getting 2 inches from their face and being like, you know what? I told you. Okay, that's what I told you. Okay. And like with her Big Mac breath right in this lady's face. Big Mac breath.
Oh my God. That secret sauce breath.
Yes. Is that Thousand Island dressing? My kids might never have Thousand Island dressing with me again.
Special it's sauce. A variation on it. Special sauce. I told you that. I told you that.
So Jen's like, okay, I'll stay. And Heather's like, well, good news, because you're not getting an Uber out here.
By the way, should we bring up the Uber storyline? Oh, we'll wait on that one. Okay, we'll wait on that one. No, we'll come back to that.
She's literally giving Whitney cues to go next. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, that was literally a sign, Whitney. Like, Whitney, now ask this question. But Whitney's like, oh my God. So then Heather is like, you want some popcorn? And Jen's like, I can't, I had a hot dog.
And Heather's like, okay, well, we're going to go out and do steps. And now everybody's like laughing and friends now. And so Jenny's like, can we talk about rooms? And Whitney says, you know what? Jen can have the best room in the big house. Oh, how could you? How could you?
Jen, I got you some glasses. And when we get to the big house, we can clink them. I also got you a pen. Not the pen.
I'm really glad you are going. I'm really glad you all came here once I got the details locked in.
We're going to be friends for life.
I just hope we can do some water sports. You know, hopefully someone has a, you know, like water board. What are those?
I just watched Orange is the New Black. Oh, you weren't even trying, man. I'm so triggered.
Now Jen has behaved like an absolute fucking monster, and so she gets the biggest room. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then everything's fine and dandy. So they pull up to this house, and Whitney goes, let the games begin.
Is this the Hunger Games? What's happening? This is also after she once again was like, remember last week when I was like, la cucaracha, la cucaracha? I'm like, oh gosh, stop doing, please stop doing la cucaracha, please.
Yeah, she's like, guys, we really need to bring the la cucaracha. And Jen's like, oh, that means cockroach. But at least it wasn't a jail reference, so thank you.
Wait, new song. Jailhouse Rock. Oh!
So they go in and the husbands have left an extremely boring note, as they do. I blame Dewey. Dewey or John? I think they're equally.
I don't believe they even left this note. I believe that some production assistant was tasked to write a note for them. Be like, write a note and just say it's from the husbands.
Well, it definitely looked like Real Housewives stationery, you know? Like it had like gold diamond things, you know, around the border. I was like, wow, that is some Rhonda Karam, leave it by the phone in case anybody sees it kind of pad.
It looked, and the handwriting looked very much like font handwriting, when there's like a font that's like, this is handwriting. This is what handwriting looks like. That's what it looked like to me.
So Jenny reads it. It's boring. And then they pop some champagne. And
not cuvée, by the way. I'm sure the cuvée people were very furious about that.
You get what you pay for. I mean, sorry, cuvée. You had your moment in the sun. Now it's over and your cheese stinks. Okay. So Jen is dancing around and throws her champagne at Lisa. And Heather is like, I just have very little hope for this weekend to turn out how the men wanted it to. All the shit on the bus was just about Mary and Meredith, and they haven't even showed up yet. I mean, what will this trip turn into?
I almost wonder if they're late because they are busy talking to Homeland Security. One never knows. So then they're picking rooms, and then Lisa calls up John. Hi, hey, Jenny, how would you describe this room to John? She's like, oh, it's really insane. It's really insane. Yeah. Okay. New story. Okay. I thought Jen and I were going to go to blows, and I was like trying to push back, and she like was like, you just pushed me. It was like crazy, John. What do you have to say about that, John? Isn't this exciting, John? He's like,
you locked the sodas in the refrigerator, so I can't drink any.
John, you're not drinking a thing. What do you think about this?
I guess I should have been chaperoning. Ah, isn't John funny? He's so funny. I love that, John.
So then Heather and Whitney are whispering in another part of the house, and Heather's like, she is wasted right now. I mean, she has just been through so much alcohol. She's been through so much alcohol. I don't know that she has not been through so much. She has not been through jack shit. It's called consequences, madame. So Heather is telling us that Jen's a mess, and she hasn't seen her like this in a long time. And then we cut to Jen in her room, and Jen's just on the bed. Rolling. Doing, like, she's rolling around on the bed and, like, fan-kicking her legs open.
Cameraman. This was my favorite version of Jen's shot, was that one shot of her just, like, smiling and doing the famous, like, Brooks Marks saw my vagina kick right to him. She's like, see, I could do it to you and you don't care.
Well, it's so funny that that vagina kick is still a storyline. And then there's Jen just laughing and kicking her.
But I actually have to say that there was this, like, moment in the episode that started around then. And then continued, I think for me, all the way through dinner until she started yelling at Meredith, where I was like, Jen is endearing to me all of a sudden. Like, just that one, like, chunk of time. Because she was just drunk and smiling and having fun and just being ridiculous. And I was like, nah, this is a fun Jen. I would like this Jen, you know? But then she's a monster.
Well, yeah. Yeah. A lot of criminals are fun people. Okay.
They're probably the most fun.
Yes. I would venture to say so.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Yeah. So then Lisa, back to Lisa and Jenny. Lisa's like, you know what? I'm sick of being at the fun spot. Clearly, being nice doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. So then Heather's talking to Whitney, and she's like, Meredith and Mary are coming here, and they don't want to ride the Sprinter van. Well, guess what? You're sleeping in a room next to her, and I'm not going to go up there to better it for them, so because they've hurt her feelings, so they can deal with her, okay? If they have time to deal with her after they're so busy talking to FBI.
Yeah. So then out by the pool, Whitney's out there talking to Justin on FaceTime. And she's like, well, Jen went at Lisa about having her back. And then it turned into a physical thing. And Lisa was trying to get out of my arms to fight Jen. Yeah. But tonight is my spiritual healer, Bettina.
Yeah. And so Justin's like, yeah, cool. By the way, babe, that might be my favorite swimsuit. Cool, because isn't it one that you picked out?
Boobies.
She's like shimmying her boobs in the phone.
She goes, sun's out, guns out. I'm like, I don't know if she knows exactly what that phrase is supposed to allude to, but it's a good try.
Get those biceps in a bikini. Right. So Heather joins, and Heather's like, wow, guys, I feel like I've joined into a celebrity deathmatch tournament.
Yeah, that's her thing for the rest of the episode. Have you guys ever seen celebrity deathmatch? Because it's like what we just watched.
Heather just likes calling them celebrities.
I know. I was like, wow, you're elevating yourself.
Yeah, it's quite an assumption. So then Jenny is getting her back sprayed, and Lisa joins, and now they're just going to have fun, right? So Lisa brings out some junk food, and Heather goes, wow, Lisa, does this remind you of your days as a Hooters girl? Was Lisa a Hooters girl? Is that
I guess so. I didn't realize. I thought that was only reserved for Britney on Vanderpump Rules, but I guess Lisa did it too.
Yeah. It's a circle of Hooters. So Jenny is like, listen, I want you guys to know I can't swim, so don't throw me in the pool, everybody. Nobody throw me in the pool. I can't swim. But just throw her in the pool. That's what happens when people scream, don't throw me in the pool. Like you're begging somebody to throw you in the pool right now.
Yeah. So then Lisa's like, Jenny, can I teach you how to swim? She's like, no. So then Jenny, who does not want to be thrown in the pool, then gets on a precarious float. And so she's just lying on the float and everything. And then Jen Shaw comes out, and Jen Shaw did not hear about the spiel. So then Jen Shaw tries to get on the float. So now the float is all like wobbling, and everyone just knows that Jen Shaw wants to throw Jenny into the pool. And they're like, Jen, do not throw Jenny in the pool. Don't throw her in the pool. Okay. You already have enough charges against you.
Yes. Jen is just like wobbling around, standing on the floaty, like putting her vagina in the unicorn's mouth or whatever. She's like, yeah. It's not going to end well, but it does. It's fine. And then she's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rip out my extension and I'm going to throw it at Lisa. And so she does. And everyone's like, LOL.
Yeah, because she actually, when Jen first came out, she tried to get on the float herself and just fell in the water. And they're like, did you mean to get your hair wet? So, yeah, she's like, I got glam. She said
her answer to that was, I got glam, so it's okay. Really? I feel so sorry for your in debt having to move to a smaller place. You're so full of shit.
I know, seriously. So then Meredith and Mary are arriving. And Meredith is like, well, Mary, what are you thinking? Tell me. And she goes, I'm thinking. I don't personally want to know what Mary's thinking at any given moment because I feel like it's probably horrifying.
I'll bet it sounds something like this. Little girl!
That was so worth it for me. I was like, oh, I guess he's just doing straight up Calliope. I should have known better. I also like that your Calliope was sung by Whitney.
Can we start over?
How's it go again?
Oh, darn. Work on
this. No, Whitney. No.
So Whitney and Heather are getting dressed in the back, you know, putting makeup on, doing their hair and stuff. And Whitney's like,
we have been through so much, so I want everybody to wear night tonight to the spiritual healer, Bettina, because it means starting new. And I think it would also be super healing.
It's also what the cast of Big Love wears in the opening of their show to make sure they all go to the same planet when they die. Okay? So can we just get away from the all white? I mean, what, people have to wear long underwear out to the goddamn desert? Let it go, Whitney, you quit! Okay?
Yeah, I mean, Whitney's relationship with New Age spirituality is just so tenuous, and it's just funny every time she tries to interface with it, because it's she just takes nothing from it, you know, right, as evidenced by this episode. Like, she takes literally zero from what looks to be actually a very lovely ceremony that Bettina does. She just takes, and so the fact that she just is in such a huff about it is hilarious.
Well, so many people are like that with religion in general, right? It's like you don't really follow it, but you want to show people you're a good person. So she left one religion, and now she's just picked up this one. it's like this one to like sub in for her personality, you know?
Right. So then Meredith comes in. Hello? Is anybody home? Any bathtubs I can go soak in for about 8 hours? Hello?
And Heather's like, I wonder what Mary thinks about spiritual energy healers. And Whitney and, I'm sorry, we're cutting between Whitney and Heather and Meredith and Mary, right? So they hear Meredith because, I mean, how can you not? Like, her chin is like bumping into doors as she passes by. So she's like, and they're like, oh my God, I don't want to talk to her right now. So they close the door really slowly. And Whitney's like,
I'm not ready to face them. It is easier to just hide.
And then, but of course, Meredith comes into the room. She's like, hello. But you know, Heather doesn't want to be a bitch. So she's like, oh, hi, we're just in the bathroom. And so then Meredith like opens the bathroom and then does that weird Meredith chuckle where she goes, and Mary's just there chewing gum by the time.
Yeah. So Meredith is like, Heather's like, well, you know, have you ever seen Celebrity Deathmatch? Just in case they don't use the earlier reference. I want to make sure to get that in there. Lisa, can we make sure that that's in the final? Thanks. It's a good one, guys.
And Meredith goes, no, but I can only imagine that sort of television program.
So Heather's like, well, Lisa and Jen got into a horrible physical fight. She goes, what? What do you mean? And Heather's like, well, it was over Lisa being your friend. And she's like, oh, gosh. And Mary says, oh, my God. That scares me.
Mary is into this fight. When she finds out, she's like, no. She's like, this is the one thing that, like, the one thing that makes Mary talk to Heather and Whitney like friends is hearing that there was a fight. because otherwise she's like, she hates them, right? She doesn't want to talk to them. But when she hears this fight, she's like, wait, tell me everything.
Right.
So Meredith is like, well, the last thing I wanted to do was be trapped on a sprinter van for 7 hours with women who are getting into physical altercations, especially physical altercations that could have potentially hurt my little baby toddler Brooks, who is admittedly not there at all, but you never know if he might be hiding behind me because it's my little baby, you know.
So they leave and they're fine, and then they close the door and Whitney's like, wow, they are just so happy. And Heather's like, yeah, they avoided the trauma we went through of that many commercial breaks on Celebrity Deathmatch.
And Mary's like, I love Zion. I'm excited about this. This is a beautiful Mother's Day gift, but man, I missed that flight. Wish I would have been there. Wish I could have seen that flight. Oh, man.
Yeah. So then they're both quiet in the bathroom, and then Whitney goes to spray her hair, and she sprays it, and Heather's like, ah!
They both scream. They're just startled by aerosol.
Yeah. She's like, I'm sorry. I'm on edge. I'm Julia Roberts seeing Mitzi Gaynor come at me. That's how I feel right now. That's how I feel.
I'm Julia Roberts after she's had a large jewelry box closed on her fingers. I'm on edge.
So then Meredith and Mary are looking for bedrooms because they get last pick, obviously. And then Jen is just drunk in the bathroom. Heather and Whitney are naked. Like, are you going to come to this party thing? And she's just drunk and naked and pasties, laughing, falling over.
She's having the best time. She's like, ah. So Whitney is now getting into a tizzy because the ceremony needs to be like a twilight, dusk, something or another ceremony. And so they need daylight. And they're running late. And she's getting really antsy. And so she's starting to like hurry the women along.
I'm just going to make sure that this is right. So, you know what was cracking me up about this lady? So on this show, I always say, clear her, like for Caroline Stanberry, like get her out of the way, clear the old woman. Well, that comes from Absolutely Fabulous. I love that sitcom. It's so good. And there was an episode where Eddie's friend Bettina comes over. And Bettina was like this artsy girl and everything is white and clean surfaces. Bettina likes clear surfaces, all right? Get the soda off the surface. So it was just cracking me up this whole time. It's like an all-white episode starring Bettina. And the Bettina shows up, and she's a mom now. And so all the cleanliness and anal is gone. You know, the baby's barfing everywhere. And it barfs on Adina. And she's like, look at this. It's Christian LaCroix. LaCroix, baby spew. LaCroix, baby spew. And so I just kept doing ab-fab lines during this entire episode.
I love that this Bettina is like the exact opposite of anything that would be an ab fab.
Yeah.
Unless maybe she secretly isn't. So well,
Eddie on that show is very into, she's like a fake spiritual person, you know? Like it opens up with her going, dong, dong, ding, dong, 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 ding, dong, dong, dong. All right, it's not working, darling. So it actually does fit.
So now they're gonna, the girls are all getting into the sprinter van to go see Bettina. And Meredith and Mary are not ready yet because they just arrived. So Whitney's like knocking at Meredith's door. She's like, we have to go before the week. We need light. We need the light. I went out of my way to put this together, but we don't have light. We only have until sunlight. So she's
and Meredith opens the door like, like, what do you think Meredith is doing? She's trying to avoid the light. Okay, you can't do something that requires the ladies to be lit by sun.
Okay? Meredith gives her most intense, this was never discussed face. She's like, how crooked does my head have to be for me to insinuate that this was never discussed?
Right. So the other ladies are on the van waiting, and Jen's like, Meredith is a piece of shit right now, by the way. She's probably licking Mary's ass somewhere.
Jen is on one at the moment. So then, and then she's also like, in the, you know, sometimes her diary rooms are just not strong. She's like, oh, look, it's the Wicked Witch of the West, Meredith Marks. Hello, there's a dress code. What are you wearing? Where's your all white? Be a participant in the group. This is not, This is not what you call great diary room zinger material here.
Yeah, should have been nicer to that designer. Could be sitting right off camera helping you out.
So, because Meredith, by the way, joins and she's not wearing all white because Whitney basically was like, listen, just come with what you're wearing. So I just, Jen saying, oh, look, it's the witch, Wicked Witch of the West. I was like, it's just Meredith in a denim outfit, you know?
Yeah. So Mary's still not there, and Mary's purposely being an asshole. You know, we cut to Mary in her room, and she's just staring at herself in the mirror, bored, like, just kind of waiting. Like, she's waiting for someone to yell at her, so I don't know what's going on. But she is not having this Bettina day in the desert thing. So they decide to leave Mary, and Whitney's like, how would Mary feel if I was late to something important to her? How would Mary feel if I was late for something that was important to her? I didn't call her back on time, and look went how that.
Aww. How come Yoda gets to do it, but not me? So then Lee's like, well, maybe she needs some time to adjust. By the way, I keep on accidentally hitting my microphone today. Are you hearing it, Ronnie? Are you hearing like thumps? Okay, good. Sorry, everyone.
I'm not, but my volume's a little bit down because I'm so sick of hearing myself.
Well, if anyone hears thumps, I apologize. My wrist is like extra flappy today, and I keep on being like, I'm just like slapping my microphone, just excited. So,
well, maybe this will help. Doing, doing, da doing, 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 da doing, 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 da doing, doing, doing. That's the spiritual music we get for the mountains with Bettina.
I also would like that to be a new ringtone that we can offer.
Doing, 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 doing. Why does spiritual music always sound like a cartoon character bouncing around on a screen? Why? Doing, 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 doing. I'm supposed to be calm. I don't want to bounce around.
So they pull up. Poor Bettina. Bettina is standing. She has probably been standing there for about 90 minutes. Okay, let's be honest. She's standing there waiting. Being very patient, and they pull up, and Meredith is like, wow, this is so pretty, I do have to say. So congratulations, Zion National Park. You have gotten the Meredith Mark seal of approval. You are officially pretty.
Yeah. Also, I don't think Bettina has been standing there. I think she's been sitting on a folding chair like from a football game with the Bud Light in one hand and some Capris in the other, you know, playing like Candy Crush on her phone.
She has one of those old like portable televisions with the antenna, just trying to tune in to like.
Guess what? I don't fucking love Lucy. I'm sick of this shit. Can we at least get some Frasers on? Come on.
Daphne, that's a real broad. Yeah. So then Bettina is like starts this sort of ceremony, starts talking to them. Gives them red shawls to represent indigenous women murdered and missing, etc. And I just am like, in my mind, I'm laughing because this is actually like, I think it feels very thoughtful. As Bravo New Age spirituality, well, this may not be even New Age, but as spiritual moments happen on Bravo, this one feels like a little bit more thoughtful. And I'm just laughing because like Whitney, the one who is receiving the shawl to represent indigenous women, is also the same one on the bus going, La Cucara. Cha, la cucaracha. I'm like, right. I feel like Whitney has not quite figured out, you know, has not quite bridged that gap there. So
you know who really does have the peaceful thing down? Kevin, the driver. I mean, this guy is like Buddha, okay? So they're getting off the bus and Kevin goes, you're going barefoot? Huh? Okay, then. You know, like this is what you have the problem with, Kevin. You said nothing for hours of these ladies screaming, yelling, getting arrested, but now there's barefoot and you're going to say something. And Whitney goes, it's very grounding. It's literally the ground.
Your ground. It's literally the ground.
The ground, Whitney.
So Bettina's like, okay, so as you walk through the labyrinth, release what doesn't serve you anymore. Oh, I'm so glad you said that. Here. Okay, here's my membership card for Subway. Don't need that anymore. I don't really go there anymore. Okay, here is a coupon for Chick-fil-A. It expired. Don't need that anymore. Let's see. What else do we have? Taco Bell. Oh, this one closed. So this was only good at one location. You can have that too, Bettina.
So back at the house, Mary's just still like, you know, moving her hat. around her head. And she's like, I don't care if they leave me. I mean, I don't travel this way. So I don't travel and book events the night that I journey. Okay. So it's not something I'm going to go out of my way to do. So like, well, I'll tell you that much.
That's fair. But also, if you had traveled on the Sprinter van, as was the plan, then it would not have been an issue for you.
Right. So then back at the thing, Bettina is giving out gratitude bundles. And she's like, okay, Jen, now take this bundle and begin your journey. And Jen is basically like, I want to let go of all the unnecessary judgment that everybody's giving me. It's so ridiculous. I want to let go of the promo I'm not going to see my sons go to you.
I want to let go of these bitches who are so mean to me who don't know what I've gone through. I want to let go of them not knowing what I've gone through. It's like, Jen, that's not what you let go of.
All of them are doing it. They're all so selfish. It's so funny. Meredith is like, I want to get rid of, I want to let go of judgmental energy that Lisa is giving me. That's what I want to let go of.
Like, I know. I want to let go of the temporary housing that we're in to protect my little baby infant Brooks from the terrorism of Miss Jennifer Shaw.
And Whitney's like, I want to let go of tension with Mary and my beef with Lisa and this urge to feel like I have to be good enough for people. Like, okay, Whitney. Why is Whitney acting like she does everything for everybody else's approval? You're literally doing nothing to make anyone else's happy. Anyone else happy?
Yes.
Like, I could make a list, but this is a long show. But so, be quiet, Whitney. But at least she tries. You know, at least she tries to do something that's she within her tries, control, right?
She does not try at all. Her wish is to release tension with Mary, and then the rest of the episode is her actually actively poking Mary and trying to confront her and create a tense moment and put her on the spot. Like, it's literally the biggest bullshit ever. I mean, it's hilarious. It's so hilarious that they have this session and they don't even pretend to take anything from it. There's not even a scene afterwards. Usually on these shows, there's like, they do something spiritual, they light something on fire and set it off in the ocean or whatever. And then they have a moment where they're like, I'm just so glad that, you know, I just, the petty fighting, it's beneath us. We're sisters. This is sisterhood. There's usually that scene. And then someone says, and that's why I wanted to clear the air with you, because I just didn't feel right about what you said about me. And then the other person said, well, I didn't feel right about what you said about me. And then they fight. But here they don't even have like a fake moment where they just claim that they just love each other and they fight because they're family. They just have this spiritual moment and then they just go back to fighting.
Yeah, right back into it. And not even letting it happen naturally. They just pound it. It's like, okay, we're all seated. Great. Here's my problem with you. You know.
Yeah, it's true.
So then now we have to do a drum circle, which I'm sorry. I just can't with these drums. These are never good. This is like going to church and when the preacher's like, okay, now everybody clap. And you're like, oh my God, it's like white people clapping at different, like there's not five beats.
Ones and threes.
You know? Yeah, there's not
five ones and threes beats. As Dom says. It's the ones and threes. And I say that as someone who often comes in on the ones and threes. So so the drum thing, Bettina's like, okay, this is how you do it. You go, Bettina, we're going to keep this real simple. Just like move whatever word you're going to say, just turn it into two beats. Bettina. So then they're all doing it. Whitney's like, Whitney, how do you do it again? Neewit. No, what?
Can we start the drum circle over, please? So then Mary shows up and sees them all. And now, Grant, I wouldn't join the circle either. This is a crazy looking circle. You've got all these ladies who now are like out their red bandanas and they're just going dong, dong. Like, what the fuck? Mary's like, I'm not going into that. So she not only stands outside the circle, she turns to face profile. So they
yes, she's just looking away from it. I mean, look, I'm actually not bashing this ceremony. I don't, you know, its origins actually seem like they may be from a culture that's different from mine. And I'm not bashing the ceremony. But what is funny is watching these women doing it, right? Like watching Meredith being like, Meredith, Meredith, Meredith. It's just like the least spiritual version of what I ever would imagine this was supposed to be.
Right. So Mary is like, well, I'm not into this. So, like, it's not that it's going against my religion. I'm faithful to my God. Okay? And you know Whitney, she has to have her little spiritual maneuvers, controlment.
And then Mary does the aura cleaning thing. Which was actually funnier than I thought it would be. But also, this has nothing to do with God. It was just a spiritual thing. So I always think that's funny too when people are like, ugh. I mean, I'm like you. I don't think I would join it because at that point I'm already late and everyone has already gone down the path of being in this being in a drum circle and saying their names. And I'm like, I haven't had 20 minutes of like getting into the spirituality. So it'd be weird for me just to jump in and pick up a drum and be like, Ben. Ben, you know,
right? You don't just walk into church and start speaking tongues. There's like a 45 minute warm up.
You need to. A ramping up. There's a ramping up you need to do.
And ramping up. A shot of wine or two. You know, depending on how many you're served at your church, how many you request. Yeah,
this is post labyrinth. You know, spirituality. Like they've walked through the labyrinth. They've held bundles. You know, you just can't get. You can't just go right up to 10 where they are. So I get that.
Right. So they're like, Mary, why don't you come over? You can say your name 5 times while beating on a drum. And Mary's like, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks. I'm going to stand here awkwardly and look away from you. Okay.
Yeah.
And so Whitney says, it's disrespectful that she's late and she just stands there. I don't believe in her religion, but I still showed up and I participated. And then they cut to Whitney in church going, yeah, like thumbs up. You're doing great up there.
To be fair, I rarely like to stick up for Mary, but to be fair, they all decided to leave Mary and have to send the bus back. So she was part of the reason why she was late was by Whitney's plans. I mean, she was also running late in general. But I just, you know, Whitney is, I mean, Mary was being rude in a certain way. Yes. But Whitney is also just looking for Mary to be rude, if that makes sense.
Well, right. You're setting up for a Christian preacher this spiritual ceremony, you know, which she would know as coming from a really religious background that most very religious people, you don't do occulty type stuff. You know what I mean? Like that's considered
or what would be or what would be perceived as that by them.
Right. Right. So like, it seems like Whitney's poking.
They all knew that Mary would have a tough time with this regard. Right, even if she were on time.
They all said something beforehand, like, wonder what Mary's going to think of this. So now it's nighttime. We're back at the house, and there's an outdoor dinner set up, a table set up. And Heather's like, I have major doubts, but that ceremony really pounded back hope into my heart. I'm clear-headed, and I'm ready to bond in this. I just heard my name chanted so many times. It was like celebrity, not death. It was like just celebrity match. It was celebrity match.
Celebrity labyrinth match. I don't know. I was waiting for David Bowie. So, by the way, I want to point out that this dinner that has been set up for them is just set up in the driveway of the villa, which I thought was really funny. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
They pull up and the driveway is just the table's right there in the gravel. So Meredith's like, oh, I'm going to change because gosh darn it, I didn't get to wear my white outfit. So you're going to see my white outfit, goddammit. So she changes.
And then she does her wave clap, her goodbye wave clap where she's like.
The goodbye wave is forward. It's forward. And then when she's mad, it's, I'm going to go. You know what? I've had enough. I'm clapping back towards my face. I'm disengaging. Goodbye. That's a friendly goodbye. Goodbye, I'm angry.
So the waitress or catering lady comes out and she's like, okay, we're going to have a first course soon. We're going to need to get some drinks. We're going to need to get some drinks, guys. What do we want? And then we have a really weird ordering session. So Mary's like, someone says, white wine? Oh, yeah, we have white wine. Okay, I'll have some white wine. And then Mary goes, do you have champagne? And everyone's like, oh.
Yeah. And then someone else orders like, some like amaretto sour or something like
Heather
that.
Heather orders a vodka soda because she doesn't want to be uncool at the table where everybody's drinking.
And this lady is suddenly being like, these fucking bitches, don't they realize that I came out here to really only ask for one group beverage?
Right. When I say let's get drinks, that means like you get up and get yourself a drink. I'm the chef. Okay.
I'm getting my sneakers dirty in this gravel right now for you. Okay.
So let's see. So then Jen comes out and she's changed too, but now she's changed into some weird snakeskin jumper thing, which, you know, is fitting. And so Heather's like, oh my God, look at you. You shed your white and now you're a snake.
So Meredith's in white and Lisa's like, I love it. I feel like you should be in Europe. So Winnie is like, okay, I am grateful that everyone finally made it. Note that I said finally made it, which was a passive aggressive way of me to highlight Meredith and Mary. Spirituality. To be honest, I had a really beautiful night planned and we were late getting to it because we were waiting for both of you. And I really wanted us to come forward with resentments and grudges and things that we're holding on to with each other. I'm like, well, it sounds like you're the one who has the most grudges right now, Whitney. Like, you clearly released nothing into that labyrinth.
Nothing. And so she's like, let's in the spirit of that dinner, let us put it line out on the during dinner. It's like, okay, so now you're telling everybody that they have to fight during dinner. I mean, what kind of host are you? You suck.
What? This shouldn't this be a dinner to celebrate like sisterhood and say, you know what? That labyrinth taught me that there's just more important things than squabbling. One of our friends might be going away to jail for the rest of her life. So Whitney is like, so what happened? Is everything okay? And Meredith's like, everything is totally fine. You got 30 seconds before I disengage.
I just have to point out when they all cheers after this toast, Mary goes, Whitney, Whitney, cheers in the eye. In the eye, Whitney. Cheers in the eye. Cheers in the eye, Whitney. So I was just cracking up. I had to rewind that a couple times. I was laughing so hard. So then, Whitney asks, and Meredith's immediately annoyed because it's like, okay, here we go. Now they're going to get on me. Like, here's Whitney, little instigator Whitney. So, and Whitney's got her stern face. Look at me. I am mad. Like, she's got that face on. So she says, why didn't you come on the bus with us? Meredith is like, well, my husband, doctor's appointment. But to be honest, if it was tomorrow, I still would have come out today. So, like, she's trying to decide whether she should even bother lying this time.
Yeah.
Right.
She's like, well, he had internal bleeding. I already did that one. Choose another one. Oh, okay. Well, I'll come back to you on that.
But, you know, I'm sorry. And so Whitney's like, and you, Mary, why didn't you come on the bus? And Mary's like, I mean, I don't think I have to have an excuse why. Good for you.
I was about to say, good for you, Mary. I mean, Mary is terrible, but like Whitney's being so condescending and patronizing. It's like, no, Mary does not have to answer that question with that sort of tone. Does not respond to Whitney's tone, I should say.
Yes.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Meredith is like, well, she was kind enough to wait for me. Now that's all there is to it. And quite frankly. And you know she means it because she does that like after a bath dog head shake. Where she's like, quite frankly, if anyone has a problem with it, who didn't fly home with me from Vail? And Whitney's like, oh. Okay, point taken. So she's like, now please, I will get angry. I needed my space and I took it.
Whenever Meredith says, quite frankly, comma, you always know she's about to get real angry, right? So yeah. Jen was like, well, the text said you had meetings. Yeah, the text said I needed to do something and I did. I had to take my husband to the doctor.
Well, I am just bummed because I had something cool planned and we didn't get to do it. Well, I'm sorry, Whitney, that we didn't do your plan.
And she tells us, I'm an adult. If I want to take a rocket ship to Zion, I would.
I say that because my little baby boy, Brooks, has always dreamed of going on a big boy rocket ship. That was for you, Brooksy boy.
So Meredith does this thing when she gets pissed that cracks me up. She imaginary eats because they're not even eating right now, right? So Meredith is just really mad and she's going. Like she's sucking her cheeks in over and over again, I guess, to give anger face. But it just looks like she's imaginary eating.
And Heather turns to Mary and goes, are you sorry, Mary Cosby? Because you didn't apologize. And Mary goes, I didn't apologize.
Yeah, I didn't apologize. And then Jen's like, well, I mean, I feel like Mary is being honest and Meredith is just saying what everyone wants to hear. And Meredith goes, I don't think you know anything about me, Jen. Oh, yeah, well, you don't know anything about me either, Meredith.
No, and I'm not talking to you about you either.
Well, am I talking to you about you? Am I talking to me about you? Who's talking about me? You? What? Who's talking? Why are you talking to me?
Look who's talking. Great movie. I love that movie. Why don't we watch that movie? Well, listen, you're talking about me in front of me. Did you notice how you said my name and I'm right here, but you were actually not talking to me about me? Did you notice that?
And Meredith has great quilt work here because they've been given quilts, you know, to sit outside in the cold. And Meredith is like, oh, really? And like whips the coat around. The quilter
wraps herself up in it.
Yes. And
so Jen's like, I'm just giving my opinion. He goes, okay, well, thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, Jen is trying, but, you know, Jen's crop doesn't work on Meredith. All the stuff that Jen tries with the other ladies, like to get them, you know, kissing her ass, it does not work with Jen. I mean, Meredith. Meredith does not care, right? So Jen is, like, befuddled. She's like, she can't come up with anything to say. So then she just tells us in another stellar diary room session. She's another like,
zinger.
Can we just get a lie detector test, please? Because Meredith, people would like Meredith more if she would just be honest.
Wicked Witch of the West, am I right? Just a callback. So then Lisa's like, Meredith, I think that Jen thought, like, you didn't go on the bus because she was on there. And another thing is, it wasn't just Jen. It's a cumulative nature of all the tension. And even
but I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to be a part of it. I'm not done saying cumulative. Yet. But wait, I want to say something. No, I don't think so. It wasn't just Jen. All right, cumulative. Even Lisa is part of it.
And vice versa.
No. So I feel a lot of hostility directed towards me, and I just didn't want to subject myself to it when I've already been terrorized, traumatized, and absolutely scrutiny full of emotion.
Here's the thing. Walking out of South Spain, I knew I had a problem with the groom. I felt like I was being questioned and grilled. And I couldn't even come up with something third because those two didn't rhyme in the first place.
It was just two separate words, not rhyming, and people will just have to deal with it.
Even Stevie Nicks takes weekends.
I felt cornered and hurt. Another two more words, not rhyming, but said in a rhyming style.
You know I'm angry when I don't rhyme the first two words.
And I only give two words. It's all they're too angry to come up with three.
So Heather is like, we see the clips of what she's talking about, of Heather and Whitney coming up to her and being like, why didn't you invite Jen, man? Come on. And Whitney saying, Meredith, is there more to this that we don't know about? And Meredith putting on her sunglasses and going, of course there is.
Love, like Meredith has said so many times, she doesn't like Jen Shah. And if you invite Jen Shah someplace, I don't want to be invited. And then they're XO shocked that she didn't invite Jen Shah to a family birthday. Like, is there more to the story? It's like, no, bitch, she said a million times, I don't like Jen Shah. Why would she ever invite Jen Shah to Seth's party?
Right. And did that come up in one of the fights? Did she admit that she said, like, I didn't want to be anywhere? Like, yes, I did say that, you know? Didn't someone confront her and say, like, you said we couldn't invite Jen anywhere? I feel like it's come up, but I don't know. There's so much
she that said it. I mean, she told Jenny, she said it was like three events in a row where she's like, did anyone not hear when I said, if you invite Jen Shah, don't invite me? This is the 16th event we've had this season where you've done this to me.
But I guess what I mean is when they're saying it in front of Jen, like, in front of Jen, like, well, you said we couldn't invite Jen or whatever. Meredith, you know, says everyone's attacking her is what she was worried about. And Lisa's like, well, you know what? We just want to know if it's okay to invite John to events where you are.
Right? What part of don't invite Jen, if don't invite me to events that Jen's at means that it's okay to invite Jen to things where she's at. Doesn't make any sense.
Lisa has promised that she's going to go up against Meredith to all the other girls, and so now she's trying, and they won't let her finish a sentence, you know? So she's just saying whatever she can. So Jenny's like, yeah, because I felt like you were mad at me when I invited Jen to my pho event. And yes, Jenny, she told you not to the day before.
And so Meredith is like, well, I was surprised because you called her a criminal, which was the most aggressive statement anyone made and the only Fiona Apple quote I heard all season long.
And first I thought you were suggesting a wonderful podcast. I was going to thank you for your recommendation. I love Criminal.
It's well, a good podcast, first, by the way. Everybody check it.
I thought at first, of course, you were mentioning a classic Michael Jackson song, and I thought this is not the time or place for that. But no, you were referring to Miss Jennifer O'Shaw instead.
Well, I love this because they're confronting Jenny with all of her bullshit, too, because we're always giving Whitney and Heather shit for their shit stirring. But Jenny is terrible. I mean, she takes one thing and runs right to the next person, you know? And some people are like, what refreshing honesty? That is not refreshing honesty. That's some bullshit for some girl who's new to the group to be taking shit and just disseminating it to start more fights within the group. It's shady, right?
That's shady, and how you would get a second season too, by the way.
Exactly. She's doing her job. Like, I like
Jenny. I mean, she's doing a great job.
Good job, but I'm glad that she's finally being called out because everybody's kind of left her alone, except for Mary, but even Mary backed down, right?
Yeah. I actually like, though, when Jenny gets a little prickly, I think that's actually Jenny in her best form. She goes, like, no. She goes, I did not call her a criminal. I said if she committed those acts, I would not want to be affiliated with a criminal like Jen Shah, who seems very criminal to me, but innocent until proven guilty, which she most probably will be because she's a criminal. That's what I said.
Now, Jen, we have to find, first of all, I haven't said something nice about Jen for a while. She's terrible, and I hope she rots. But just to say something nice, Jen looks so pretty with minimal makeup. I mean, she really looks like a crazy monster most of the time on this show, just how she's made up and filler to Botox. Like, she's just so extreme Disney villain. But she's not wearing much makeup or half her extensions or an eyelash or half of her nails. She's missing half of her nails. I mean, the girl looks like she was just thrown off a semi truck, but at least there was like some paper towels on the asphalt that were kind of wet that washed her face, because she really is very naturally pretty.
Yeah, I actually thought so, too. And I know that it's like, I know it's like a thing when men say you shouldn't wear so much makeup, like people like that's not always taken well.
Yeah, I'm not really saying that. I'm just saying
I think
she
in
looks
Jen's
pretty.
Case, she looked, I feel like she looked really, I agree. I thought actually she.
Oh, man,
she
Ben, you are so worried today. You're going to be in trouble with the people.
I'm not worried.
Spiritual indigenous, you know, drum
I'm not
ceremony.
Worried. I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm just saying, I'm acknowledging that's like a thing that people, and I'm saying it's not coming from that place.
I'm playing.
but anyway, so Jenny is like, no, I only said if she did commit those crimes, I wouldn't want to be associated. And Jen is just sitting at the corner of the table, just like drunk with like her plate. And she goes, I'm not a criminal, Jenny.
And she said, no, I said, if she committed the crime, if she, you know what? I don't know. I don't know if she committed the crimes or not. And Meredith is like, right. You know, I've always said innocent until proven toddler. All right. There's no one more innocent than a toddler.
And Jenny is like, she's like, I said to all of you, I said, if she committed it, and I don't know if she committed it or not. I didn't call her a criminal. I don't know if she committed a crime. I'm not a judge. I'm not a jury, but she is an alleged criminal, but I'm not saying she is a criminal. But when people look up people who might be convicted of being a criminal, it's Jen Shah. That's it.
So then Jen is annoyed. So she stands up. She goes, you guys just figure this out. I'm going to the bathroom. Just go ahead. Keep talking. So then she leaves and Lisa's like, you know what? Here's what I was going to say. You know what? Actually, I don't want to say anything without John here because I'm supposed to say it in front of John to prove that I said it. Okay? So we're going to have to wait for John.
I'm really, really disgusted. Mainly that we're having dinner here in a gravel driveway. I mean, I know. I mean, we're practically the cast of Celebrity Deathmatch. Am I right? We're in a driveway?
Well, now I have a question for you. Jen has been... This is a good one, so I'm going to kind of squint and nod my head a lot when I say it so you'll know that I'm solving a mystery. Ready?
Dun, dun.
I have a question for you. Jen has been nasty to you. Mary has been nasty to me. So why are you okay with Mary being nasty to me, but not Jen? Okay. I forgot what we were talking about because you were late.
And Mary's like, well, you've been nasty to me. Don't leave that part out. And she's like,
And Mary goes, Mary hasn't been nasty. Don't do that, Winnie. Don't do that. And Mary's like, well, Meredith is like, I'm not telling you not to stand by Jen, I mean, I'm telling you. And Winnie goes, did you hear my question? Well, I was listening to it. I don't know what the heck you were saying. Okay, as far as I know, you wanted some mushed up bananas for those syllables that you put together.
If you think Jan Shaw has been a good friend to you, you should 100% stand by her and her criminal behavior. That was for you, Jenny. Mary has been nothing but kind to me when no one else was there for me, when I was being terrorized by an invisible force. She was the one person.
You know what, Meredith? I feel like I was there for you. She's like, you made choices that hurt me, and that's the bottom line. And you know what? And you knew that they would hurt me when you made them.
Lisa acting like she's never heard this before. Hello?
Yeah.
Like, you've heard this a million times, and you will not cop to anything. So Whitney's like,
but in all fairness, we all questioned this.
And Mary said, questioned what? She's like,
why Lisa was best friends with Jen all of a sudden when her best friend was Meredith.
When he's like, let me take a break from coming for Meredith and Mary and just give a little bit of shit to Lisa for a second. Okay, we're back.
Yeah. So Lisa is saying that she never, you know, she never seeks Jen Shaw out, you know, she just like happened to be there or whatever. And she was hoping that she could bring Meredith and Jen together, because I like when people get along. And Whitney's like,
but what about Mary? Everyone is trying to resolve Jen and Meredith. What about Mary and I?
Whitney, you stirred all the shit between Jen yes. and Meredith. Like, if you want it to focus on you and Mary, do a better job shit stirring. You suck at this.
Whitney also has to get her, like, her intentions straightened out, okay? Either she wants to be friends with Mary, in which case she should stop coming for Mary so hard, or she says, I'm done with this friendship, in which case, you know, go as hard as you want at Mary. I mean, I know that she would probably say, I really love her, but I came for her because I was hurt. She'll do that thing. But, like, you can't come hard for Mary and then be like, why isn't anyone trying to repair us? Repair it yourself. If you're aware enough that there's a problem, then you can repair it yourself.
Yeah, the only reason anyone is trying to repair Jen is because Jen's the one screaming and yelling all of you guys into submission until you promise Jen that you're going to come attack Meredith. Most of you don't even know why the fuck you're here or what Meredith has done to you. Meredith has not done anything to any of you. That's what's so funny about it. Like, you're honestly mad because Meredith is nice to Mary? That's ridiculous. Like,
but also, yeah, but also, like, Lisa wants to bring Meredith and Jen together because Lisa is best friends with Meredith, and then she's like, oh, I think actually Jen's pretty cool. I hate that they're fighting because I want to be able to hang out with both of them at the same time. But no one's saying, God, I wish I could hang out with Miriam, Cosby, and Whitney at the same time. So no one's trying to bring them together. People are fine doing one or the other in that situation.
Right. So basically, Whitney's trying to get something said, but nobody cares, you know? And so Lisa's like, well, I would hope that you and Mary could be good friends. And she goes,
but she doesn't want to be my friend. So then why are you yelling at the table? You have your answer.
I know. And then Mary sort of like mutters something. So then Whitney goes, excuse me, what did you say, Mary? And Mary goes, I said you're funny. And she goes, I'm not funny. I'm real. La cucaracha, la cucaracha.
And Mary's got her makeup now. She's touching up. She goes, to me, you're funny. To me, you are. So Whitney's like,
well, I'm glad you make a mockery of my feelings, Mary.
And Jenny is like, everyone on the bus felt like Mary was mean to you guys. And Meredith became her friend. And then she's meanest of all to you guys. And Meredith's like, oh, please. No one was meaner to me than, wait for it. Miss Jennifer Shaw, and you all seek her out, so I don't want to hear it. Excuse me, this quilt is about to come flying through, so hold down your glasses. Whoosh!
And Lisa's like, I did not seek her out, which I think is so funny. It's like, it's okay if you're really close with Jen as long as you don't seek her out. What does that even mean? Like, it's so weird. So Whitney's like, listen to me. And Meredith goes, well, someone's inviting her to these places. And she goes,
well, how do you expect me to feel when the person who is mean to me, you're seeking her out?
You flew her. Whitney's actually really mad now. She goes, you flew her. Her whole body shakes. You flew her on the trip with her. Okay, how do you expect me to feel, Meredith? Now, I will say, I think actually Whitney has a point in this case. I think that, like, you know, she has a point in that, like, Meredith is saying, like, hey, you, like, you're supposed to be my friend, and then you're hanging out with this person that I really hate, Lisa. And then Whitney's saying, well, because I hate her because she's mean to me, and you're being friends with her. And Whitney's saying, like, hey, this girl is being mean to me, like, and you're being friends with her. Do you realize how that's hypocritical? So I think Whitney actually does have a little bit of a point there.
No, I can't agree with you, because in the examples you're giving, Jen is the aggressor. Like, she's... Okay, Meredith is, Jen is, the stuff that Jen, that Meredith is, sorry everybody, the stuff that Jen is, the stuff that Meredith is accusing Jen of doing is basically like stalking, it's like it's online bullying and harassment. Not saying I agree with any of that, but that's what she's accusing her of. In this case, Whitney is the one, you know, she's acting like Mary's doing all of this, but Whitney's the one going on TV saying she knows family members that say Mary's a cult leader and she's having, you know, doing all of this shady stuff. So in this case, Whitney is actually the one doing the aggressing. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Oh, although Mary was aggressing in the sense that Mary basically ended the friendship over a not returned phone call. I guess also the real lack of logic, as I now, you know, you've convinced me, Ronnie. See, people can be convinced. I don't
even know that I believe it. So I'm glad.
No, you've convinced me. But I will also say the difference is that Lisa and Meredith were really tight friends. So it's more of a betrayal. I don't think that Meredith and Whitney, have they ever even, like, do they even know who each other are? What sort of relationship do they have? I think they had a conversation at the cooking school. But, like, if you really think about it, do Meredith and Whitney, like, have they met before?
Yeah, that's what's so weird to me. Whitney, I think, is just trying to have a moment, you know? I think Whitney's trying to have her housewives moment. It's like,
look at Whitney, never gets angry. Well, you're going to see how angry I'm going to be.
Because she's like,
how do you think that makes me feel, Meredith?
Like, okay, so practiced and terrible. Like, if you're going to practice and write something, do better.
So meanwhile, Jen is pulling a Ramona. She's just inside in the kitchen, and she's just eating a salad. She's pulling from the salad and eating it. And she's like, these bitches are fake as fuck out there. You want me to help cook? I can help cook.
Yes, Jen. Like, everyone wants you with your, like, every other fingernail missing, one of your eyelashes gone, standing there eating with your hands while COVID is happening. That's what everybody wants.
So Jenny is like, Meredith, you say Mary's been nice and kind to you, so you reciprocate. But when she actually makes racial comments, you know, she starts going down that path. And Meredith is like, well, Mary and I had a conversation, and I told her it was wrong, and then I gave her a binky. So I think it's all smoothed over.
And Jenny's like, but at that event, you just shrugged it off. And then we see the clip of Mary saying, is that offensive? I didn't know that was offensive. Does everybody think that's offensive? And Meredith think, well, some people would find it offensive. You know, I don't know if I find it offensive or not. And Jenny's like, so you shrugged it off. And Mary's like, but why is she responsible for what I said? And she's like, because you asked her, Mary, if it was offensive or not. And so Jenny's like, she should have supported me. She should have said something for me. I'm like, true. Okay.
I think Jenny has a point.
I think Jenny has
a decent bone to pick with Meredith on that one. It was not, you know, Meredith did say she wouldn't have said it, and she did tell sort of lightly Mary in that conversation it was a bad thing to say, but it was not Meredith's best moment, her response. I think Jenny has a right to be frustrated with Meredith about that.
I do too. I mean, I think Mary was completely fucking wrong, and Meredith sticking up for her was completely wrong. It just feels like everyone's trying to, like, have their moment, and it's not a cohesive fight. Like, what are you even doing in here? What are you doing in this fight right now? Like, this isn't about you, ma'am.
They're letting it all out. This is a cohesive fight, because the fight is supposed to be about let it all out.
So they're all letting it out.
Stick dinner. Talking stick dinner.
So then Lisa's like, hey, can I give you my perspective real quick? Okay, great. And Meredith's like, no, I can't. I'm not in a mental state for this level of dissension. So she leaves. And Mary's like, Meredith, you're good though, right? Huh? You're good? Okay. Mary just like lets her go.
Mary won't follow her off because she's waiting for the food, right? So yeah. Meredith is like, I might as well just leave to us. So then Jen returns, probably because she saw Meredith storm off. So Whitney's like, so who is going to chase down Meredith and make her come back here? You should do it, Mary. And Heather's like, yeah, you're a friend, so you're in charge of that. And Mary's like, but I just want the steak. Can I just stay? I want the steak.
Like, we'll keep it warm for you. So she's like, okay. I was actually surprised. I thought Mary was not going to get up. But Mary's like, okay. She's like, well, I have to have Meredith back at the table. First of all, why are these girls making you run? Which is a good point. And second of all, whatever they're saying, face it. Let's eat. Let's get some food. Hot steak. And just potatoes. Just potatoes.
Yeah. So then she goes upstairs. And then, of course, food is delivered. She's going to be so pissed. So then Whitney goes, this shit right now is the weirdest shit I've ever been part of.
I know, being on Celebrity Deathmatch, it's so weird that we're at this place in life, right?
Didn't you just have a launch party with no brands and then wear the name of your other brand on TV? This is not the weirdest shit you've been part of. So Mary and Meredith are talking, and Mary's like, so how are you feeling around Jen? And Meredith goes, traumatized.
Amira's like, so it makes you that uncomfortable? She's like, I'm fine when I'm not around her. She goes, well, yeah, you're processing differently. So they're up there, and then downstairs, Jen is back. And she's like, what the fuck is up with this one? I think she's pointing at Meredith's empty chair, whatever. And so Jenny is like, oh yeah, well, Meredith said she was overwhelmed. And Jen's like, over what?
Why is she overwhelmed? Because she's lying. So then, by the way, now she's shoving food in her mouth and talking with her mouth open, and food's like flying out. So then Heather's like, so what happened with Meredith? And Mary's like, she's right here. I brought her with me. So Meredith comes, and Jen like chugs her drink, like finishes it off, getting ready for it the next round. So now Whitney's like,
guys, I have a question. Why are we here if no one can get along?
And Mary goes, okay, well, tonight, I just don't have the mental capacity to give. And I feel like I should give you what you're asking for, but for me to say that I'm your friend. But tonight, I just don't have it. So I'd rather just shut it down, because mentally, I just can't give you what you're looking for. So
I actually think this was one enough? Of Mary's. I thought that was actually Mary being pretty honest and actually showing a rare shred of like empathy. She's like, I know what you want from me, but I can't give it to you. And I thought that Whitney would be like, well, thank you for being honest, and maybe we can work on it. Like, but instead Whitney goes, oh, so how I feel now is that it's pointless for me to do anything. I'm like, Whitney, she just actually was like very honest with you. What are you talking about? And Mary's like, don't worry about
it. Yeah, but Whitney, like, Mary won't even say I'm your friend. It's like the easiest thing to say. And I just love that she gives this whole like, I just don't have the mental, sorry, I just can't right now. And when she's done with her speech, Whitney's mouth is just wide open. She's like, I was cracking up. So Mary's eating. Like, so Mary just starts eating, right? She's like, makes sense. And Whitney goes, yeah, I guess I shouldn't say anything. And Mary goes, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry. So then Jen is like, well, since we're all being honest right now, I would like to know, Meredith, why you hired a private investigator to research about me. So I'm like, oh, okay, we're going here now.
So Meredith is like, I never hired a PI to investigate you. I hired an investigator to find out who was sending my family threats. I submitted every single phone number of all of you, not you. So let's clarify that.
And Jen goes, well, I'm bringing this up because what you told me, Jenny. Jen, like, just blames Jenny again. Jenny's like, I said your name came up. She's like, no, you told me she said it. You told me you said it. She goes, no, I didn't say that. Okay, fine. I'm going to clarify at bail that the private investigator name, that did come up. Okay, it did come up.
And so she's like, well, and so Jenny's, yeah, she says the name came out. So Jen's like, well, if it wasn't about me, then why did you tell me? Like, why didn't you tell me it was all about all of us? And Jenny says, because I met with you privately. Why would I tell everybody else? I was just telling you. So now Jen is yelling. And then Jenny starts yelling. She's like, you guys heard it, right? The private investigator came up. The racketeering came up.
Yeah. And basically, Jenny is like, you know, if she's going to be angry, she should be angry at Meredith. And she's taking her anger out at the wrong person. I'm like, right, I think she actually is already pretty angry at it.
Right. But Jenny is full of shit because she did tell her she hired a private investigator on you. You know, this is what tattletaling gets you.
But by the way,
especially with Jen, because Jen is never on anybody's side but her own. Like, if you come to her and say, listen, I heard something about you, she will throw you under the bus the next 2 seconds.
Although I think it's pretty, because Meredith did say that she was getting these things and she hired a private investigator and it was coming from Jen Shaw. Yeah. So Jenny did make it sound a little bit more pointed than that. So Whitney is like, right now it's very muddy and I'm not just talking about my feet in the driveway. I just want clarification on what was the investigator for? And Meredith's like,
threats again.
It's my man.
Threats. We got a Dr. Seuss book that said all the places you'll go, and then under it was written in blood to hell, and I thought that was inappropriate.
So Meredith, Whitney's like, oh, okay, threats against your family. Got it. You all knew that. So why are you bringing it up again?
That was so unambiguous. She has said so many times, this woman has terrorized my family. We all know it. Everyone knows it.
So Jen's like, wait a minute. You guys think it's me? So it's like Jen's just finally getting it, right? Why does it always come back to me? So Meredith is like, well, the investigator didn't say there was 90% certainty he thought it was you. Which, again, I say this every time she says it, but that makes no sense. Was it coming from her or not? It's not just kind of coming from a phone number or an IP address. You know what I mean?
Well, like, was it or not? 10% chance of Stu Chains, maybe. So Jen is like, doing what? Threatening your family? She's like,
well, you have been awful to my family. Just be honest, please. There's a toddler's life on the line here. Because your family has been awful to my family.
She's like, ow, I've not said one negative thing about your family. Your son has! Oh, really? Brooksy has never said about chicken fingers. He said negative things about chicken, but not you. Not you. And she's like, he said I showed him my vagina! I have sons!
Because, well, I saw your vagina over and over and over again. Murillo and Crystal said cover your vagina over and over and over.
I love Jen's, like, so worried about this. Look, could we just play the clip of Jen on the bed being, like, fan kicking around on the bed and laughing, like, in the camera? So here we are, back to this same old fight. So then, which I think is silly. I think Meredith took this whole thing too far. I still stand there. So Jen is now screaming and yelling again, screaming, do you know what you've done? And now she's got double fingers and she's doing her old trick where she stands up while someone else is sitting and gets right over them and starts fingering in their face and stuff. And Meredith just stays calm. She's like, get out of my face, Jen. And she's like, you know what you've done? You don't want me to tell everyone what you've done. And she goes, oh, really? Want to tell them what you've done? And then Jen just stops. And she kind of starts laughing like, damn, Meredith is going to go low, right?
Meredith is like, I can do the what about you game also. She goes, oh, sweetie, you have no idea what I know. I have unleashed the sweet part of my personality. And I'm going to say it about 15 more times the next 30 seconds before this episode ends.
Keep it up. She's hired Matlock, so keep it up, lady. So Jen is now just pointing and yelling, I swear to God, if you have anything to do with the bullshit charges against me. And Meredith is like, why? I had nothing to do with the charges against you. You're disgusting.
Move out of my face, sweetie. That's another sweetie for you.
And she goes, I would never do that. I'm not revolting like you.
Oh, because you're better than everyone else.
I mean, yeah, she's not standing above someone, like, threatening physical attacks again with one eyelash missing.
I'm not revolting like you. Bye-bye. And Jen goes, so that's just like, as Meredith goes, no, I'm better. I'm not better than everyone else, but I don't accept someone screaming and pointing at my face. Not going to do a sweetie on that one. No sweetie.
Yeah, she's like, but you can, so Jen's like, but you can scream in my face? It's like, no one is screaming in your face. You're fucking crazy. So Meredith is like, I didn't get up to your chair, did I? I'm disengaged, sweetie. You traumatize us. Bang.
You traumatize us. Goodbye. You traumatize us. Goodbye. She goes, oh, you're fucking fraudulent. You live 10 lives. She goes, oh, who's calling who a fraud? Love you, baby.
So she closes the door. And Jen goes, ask your motherfucking 10 boyfriends about it. And everyone's like, what? And then we get the boom.
It was such an unhinged episode. It was absolutely amazing.
Love Whew, it.
That's exhausting. It's a lot to discuss in that episode. It felt like it was just so dense, full of content.
I know. I need a nap now.
I know, me
too.
It was
a lot. I was screaming and yelling the whole time. Sorry for everyone's ears, but geez, that was an intense one.
Yeah. You guys, thank you so much for listening and for watching. Don't forget to go to watchcrappies.com and get tickets either live or for the digital experience for the Crappies and for our other shows that are coming up. Thanks for listening, and we're going to catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, She Don't Take No Baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, She Don't Miss No Trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, She Has No Less Namey.
Sipped Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just Saying, Okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's Always Supplying, It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's Give a Kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's Our Queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, You Can't Have a Burger Without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, Always the Wiser, It's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're Taking the Gold with Brenda Silva. Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Can't Have a Meal Without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, You.
My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender. We Wanna Hang with Liz Lang. The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters. No One Makes Us Feel Well Like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's Cheese on a Bagel, It's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give Him Hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Let's Get Racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet Couture. We love you guys.